Hi, thank you for holding, Jesse. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. It's a Friday, so that's always great news. Now, I do see here you have quite some time with your business, right? It looks like it's about 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. And what do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
It's all word of mouth and things like that.
Nice. Okay. And you are looking to get more work as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So the way that we work is with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors or anybody who does what you do in your area. So these are calls that go directly to you. There's no sharing of leads or nothing along those lines. Now, the first thing that we do is put you on that first page of Google when people are searching for you. So we do get that Google business profile set up for you because right now when you look up your company name, what's popping up is Lafayette Painting Pro. I'm assuming that's not you, right?
No. I've had some problems with Google. They want information that I don't have to reactivate my account.
Do you remember what they told you it was that the issue was?
I need a business ID, which I have to log into my Google account to get, which I can't log into my Google account until I provide them with the business ID.
Got it. Okay. And do you have a business ID?
I don't. I'm sure I do. I've been on the first page of Google most of the time my business has been in operation, but I can't get it to work now, so.
Got it. Okay. So whatever might be going on with the issue, because we do deal with these type of situations, there could be a number of different things that are wrong, or that they're kind of, they have an issue with. If we have to create an issue with Google to get it fixed, we can definitely do that. We are partnered with Google. So, you know, unfortunately, these situations happen very often. And since there's not a way to get a hold of them directly, sometimes you are in the situation that you're in. So we'll definitely help you out with that. That's not a problem. Just got to find out exactly what the issue is and kind of go from there. If we need to make you a new one, we'll make you a new one as well. But we would take care of that Google business.
I have the most references of any painting company anywhere around here. So reviews and references. So keeping the same one is very valuable.
Okay. I mean, we're going to definitely try to do that as much as we can. Worst case scenario, we would need to do another one, but we first need to find out what the issue is with the current one that you have to kind of go from there. But the Google business profile would be the first thing that we would get situated for you. After that, we would be putting you on the first page of Google based off of approximately 15 keywords. So when somebody searches one of those keywords, which are the services that you offer, your business pops up on the first page of Google where that local map section is. We do the same thing on Bing.
For a long time. I know exactly what, I know the sales pitch. I know what's going on. How much is it?
You're looking at a flat rate of $249 per month. That also includes Facebook ads and voice recognition, Amazon Alexa, Siri.
And how long is that price valid?
It's for the whole time that you're with us.
Okay.
It's the what?
How much so
it's
what?
It's a flat rate of $249 per month. That's all included. There is no taxes. There's no hidden fees. It stays that cost even though we raise our prices. It doesn't go any higher for you. It's a flat rate of $249.
Am I going to be working with one person or
you're
going to representative?
So we do everything in the house. I will still be your point of contact. So if you have any issues, you can call me, but you also will have an account management team that they handle all of the background stuff. But I will still be main point of contact. So if you have any issues and you want to speak with me, not the account managers, you can speak with me. I send you our office line and my direct extension.
Okay. I don't have a Facebook. Are you going to create one?
We do. Yes, we create you a business Facebook page. And you have two options. If you don't want to, like, keep up your Facebook page, what we can do is just connect ads to it, and we'll just do a click-to-call feature. If you want to update your Facebook page and everything, you know, we have different ways of running your campaign, but it's completely up to you of how you want your Facebook campaign to run. Those are all things that we go over on the onboarding call. And just so you understand the timeline as well, from when you sign up, it's about 1 to 3 days to get that onboarding call. It depends on your schedule. For a dashboard, you're going to get the dashboard that tracks everything. That's going to be 5 to 7 days. For Facebook ads, it's going to be 7 to 14 days. And for your first page placement on Google, it's going to be about 30 to 45 days. It's maximum that time, because we do have to do that whole process with Google, find out what's going on with that Google business profile, and whatnot. But that is the timeline of how everything's going to work out with our services.
And what do I need to do today to get this done?
It takes me about 10 minutes. I get the basics of your information. I set up an onboarding call. I get payment, and I email you out and text you out everything, also outlining our service agreement. And that's it. So it's it's fairly quick.
Yeah, as long as we can get this done fairly quick, I'm in.
Yeah, I'll do it. Let me do it as quickly as possible. Jesse, first name, I have J-E-S-S-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then what is your last name?
K-O-E-S-T-E-R-S.
Okay, and then your email address?
For the business?
Yes, this is going to be where we will send you emails, but also if you want to put a different email for clients to email you at, I would need that email as well.
Okay, it'll be the same. It's Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at theprotouch.com.
Okay, and this phone number that we're speaking on that ends in 4015, is this a number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, please.
Okay. Company name, I have Pro Touch Painting, 3 words. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Address that I have is 3930 Rush Grove Drive in Lafayette, Indiana, 47909.
Correct.
Okay, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No.
Okay, and I need you to tell me some of the services that you offer. These are going to be the jobs that you want to be found for.
Interior and exterior painting. Residential, commercial, industrial. Staining. Refinishing, drywall repair, power washing,
do you do cabinet painting?
Yes, we paint anything and everything.
Okay.
I mean, if you want me to paint a car, I will, but I don't paint cars.
Okay. Okay. For now then, I have interior, exterior painting, residential, commercial, industrial, staining, refinishing, drywall repair, power washing, and cabinet painting.
You can put hardwood floors refinishing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Fences, doors. I know the more words we put on there, the more they're all keywords. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Cabinets, ceilings. Windows, painting.
And my research team is going to do research in your area. They're actually going to be the ones that tell you what keywords are searched the most off of the services that you're telling me right now. So you guys are going to get to decide that on your onboarding call.
Okay. So let's just leave it at that for now.
Okay. Now, for your onboarding call, it's about 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window. We do have some availability today. We have some on Monday and Tuesday as well. What works best for you?
Late afternoon, Monday.
Late afternoon, Monday. Okay. And are you Eastern time?
Well, it's 11 o'clock right now. Where are you at?
So, yes. We're in California. It's just, I know that Indiana, some parts are Eastern and some are Central. So I wanted to make sure. Okay. So, you said, yes, I know daylight savings. You said, did you say afternoon?
Late afternoon, 4 o'clock my time.
Yeah, I can actually do late. The time that I can do is between 3 to 4 our time, which would be between 6 to 7 your time. Work? For you?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. I'm going to email you out a Google invite when we're done on the phone as well. Now, for licensed and insured, do you have both of those? I don't know if your state requires it.
Insured, there's no license to be a painter in Indiana.
Okay.
Bonded, insured, workman's comp, we've got all that.
All right. And for, do you want us to build you a website as well? It's included.
I have one. I can get you guys the info.
That's perfect.
You can update it though. That'd be great.
Okay. Now for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes, or I can put a mile radius.
Do 60-mile radius of Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
Weekends closed?
Available for phone calls.
I can put down weekends appointment only.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for the card that you're going to use, is it under your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
M.
Okay. M as in Mary, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the billing address, is it the 3930?
Yes.
Okay, and what type of card will it be?
MasterCard.
Okay, I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Five five two two.
Okay.
2500. 0338. 4772.
Okay, and the expiration?
0226.
And the security code?
220.
Okay. Every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some other company. So you have three options of security questions, either mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Okay, and what's the city?
La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Okay. All right, perfect. Now, I'm going to go through the voice verification. We're pretty much almost done. This is to outline the service agreement. Then you're going to receive everything through text and email. I'm going to text you over right now our office line. That's the number we're going to be calling you from, so you just want to make sure you save that. It has my direct extension as well, so you'll be able to get in communication with me directly. First thing on the voice verification is if you can state the name of your business.
ProTouch Painting.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse Kesters, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you might be receiving third-party calls from vendors that are unrelated to us. This is why every time we're going to ask you the security question, we're also going to be calling you from the office line that you have. That's so you know that it's us calling you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on 11/10 in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing so we can process everything. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails in the next few seconds to, it says user-generated error. That might be a problem on my end. Let me make sure I have your card info right. Let me get your card info one more time and make sure I did it right on my end.
I would take the M out. Sometimes it doesn't work with the M on there.
Okay, let's try that.
It's on the card, but sometimes it doesn't work with the M on there.
Oh, that's so weird. Typically, they require the way that the card looks exactly. Okay, let me
refresh. I don't know if it's a reprinted card or what.
Okay. Let me try one more time. Yeah, it's pulling up user-generated error. Hold on. Let me get your card info one more time, and I just told my manager about it too, see if he says anything. Give me 1 second. I'm having him look at the account. Okay. To verify for, let me get to expiration, I have February of 2026. And security code, I have 220. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get the card numbers one more time, please.
5522.
Okay.
2500-0338-4772.
Okay. Let me see if it was something I did on my end, and if not, I'll have my manager look at it, and I will give you a call.
If not, I can put it on a different card. It's not a big deal.
Okay. I'm going to try it with, I'm curious if I should try it with the M or not, just simply because I'll leave it off. Let's see what pops up. Okay. All right, so let's see. Okay, yeah, let's get... Okay, let's try a different card because for whatever reason it's not... I don't know why. The other card that you're going to use, does it have your middle initial M?
Yes.
Okay. And is the billing also the Rush Grove Drive?
Yes.
Okay. What type of card is the other card that you can use?
MasterCard.
Okay. And I am ready for those numbers as well.
5367-5990-0006-5257.
Okay, and expiration?
0124.
Okay, and the security code on that one?
451.
Okay. All right, so let me try it with this card. It should work. And if not, I'm going to have to call you back because I don't. Let's try here. Okay. Yeah, it's having me wait 5 minutes since I had already tried the other card. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try running it in about 5 minutes. I'm going to let it time to refresh. You're going to be receiving text messages and emails, and I'm going to give you a call right back in about 7 minutes. Does that work for you?
Okay. Can you spell how you have my last name spelled? Just spell my whole name.
Yes. So I have Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, last name, K-O-E-S-T-E-R-S.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Try it in 5 minutes and
I'll do that. Yes. It's not letting me even try it anyways. So I'll try it right now in 5 minutes and then I'll give you a call right back. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.